Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we covered retirement accounts for real estate investors, solo 401ks, and SEP IRAs, and how they allow you to save significantly more than traditional IRAs while potentially reducing current taxes. Today, we're diving into another powerful but often overlooked tax strategy, health savings accounts, or HSAs, and medical expense deductions. HSAs are often called the triple tax advantage account because they offer tax deductions on contributions, tax-free growth, and tax-free withdrawals for qualified medical expenses. For self-employed real estate investors and those with high deductible health plans, HSAs can be an incredibly powerful wealth-building and tax-saving tool. Medical expense deductions are also available for those with significant unreimbursed medical costs, though the threshold is high. Today, I'm going to explain what HSAs are, how they work, contribution limits, tax benefits, investment strategies, and how to maximize medical expense deductions. Let's start with what a health savings account is and why it's so powerful. An HSA is a tax-advantaged savings account designed for people with high-deductible health plans, or HDHPs. The purpose is to help you save for current and future medical expenses while enjoying significant tax benefits. Here's why HSAs are so powerful. They offer a triple tax advantage. Advantage 1. Tax-deductible contributions. Money you contribute to an HSA is tax-deductible, reducing your taxable income. Advantage 2. Tax-free growth. Money in your HSA grows tax-free. You can invest HSA funds in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or other investments, and all growth is tax-free. Advantage 3. Tax-free withdrawals for qualified medical expenses. When you withdraw money for qualified medical expenses, the withdrawal is completely tax-free. HSAs are one of the few accounts that combine tax-deductible contributions, tax-free growth, and tax-free withdrawals for qualified medical expenses. Traditional IRAs and 401ks offer tax-deductible contributions and tax-deferred growth, but withdrawals are taxed. Roth IRAs offer tax-free growth and withdrawals, but contributions aren't deductible. HSAs offer the best of both worlds, if you use the money for qualified medical expenses. Now let's talk about eligibility requirements. To contribute to an HSA, you must be enrolled in a high-deductible health plan, or HDHP. Eligibility requires enrollment in a qualifying high-deductible health plan, with requirements that are updated periodically by the IRS. You cannot be enrolled in Medicare, you cannot be claimed as a dependent on someone else's tax return, and you cannot have other health coverage that is not an HDHP, with some exceptions for specific types of coverage. Many self-employed real estate investors choose HDHPs specifically to gain access to HSAs because of the powerful tax benefits. Now let's talk about contribution limits. HSA contribution limits are adjusted annually by the IRS and should be verified each year. Contribution limits vary depending on whether you have individual or family HDHP coverage, and additional catch-up contributions may be available for those age 55 and older. Contributions can be made by you, your employer, or both, but the total cannot exceed the annual limit. If you're self-employed, you make all the contributions yourself, and they're fully tax deductible. Now let's talk about the tax benefits in detail. Benefit 1. Contributions are tax deductible. When you contribute to an HSA, you can deduct those contributions, reducing your taxable income. Actual tax savings depend on income, tax bracket, state taxes, and individual circumstances. Benefit 2. Growth is tax-free. Unlike a regular savings or investment account where you pay taxes on interest, dividends, and capital gains, HSA growth is completely tax-free. Benefit 3. Withdrawals for qualified medical expenses are tax-free. This includes doctor visits, prescriptions, dental care, vision care, and many other medical expenses. Benefit 4. No use-it-or-lose-it rule. Unlike flexible spending accounts, or FSAs, HSA funds roll over year after year. You never lose the money. Benefit 5. Portability. Your HSA belongs to you, not your employer. If you change jobs or health plans, the HSA stays with you. Now let's talk about qualified medical expenses. Qualified medical expenses include a wide range of healthcare costs, including doctor visits, hospital care, prescription medications, dental care, vision care, mental health services, chiropractic care, physical therapy, medical equipment, and many other expenses. The IRS publishes a detailed list of qualified medical expenses in Publication 502. You can also use HSA funds for health insurance premiums in certain situations, such as COBRA premiums, premiums while receiving unemployment benefits, and Medicare premiums once you're 65 or older. However, you generally cannot use HSA funds for health insurance premiums while you're employed and not receiving unemployment benefits. Now let's talk about HSA investment strategies. Many people treat their HSA like a checking account, spending the money as medical expenses arise. But there's a much more powerful strategy. Treat your HSA like a retirement account. Here's how it works. Instead of spending your HSA funds on current medical expenses, pay for those expenses out of pocket and leave your HSA funds invested. Investors should maintain sufficient liquidity for expected healthcare expenses before investing HSA assets for long-term growth. The money grows tax-free over time, compounding for years or even decades. Then, in retirement, you can withdraw the money tax-free for medical expenses, or you can reimburse yourself for medical expenses you paid out of pocket years earlier. Under current rules, qualified unreimbursed medical expenses incurred after establishing the HSA may generally be reimbursed later if proper documentation is maintained. This strategy allows your HSA to function like a supercharged Roth IRA for medical expenses. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're 40 years old and you contribute the maximum allowed amount to your HSA for 25 years. You invest the money in a diversified portfolio that averages 7% annual returns. By age 65, you could accumulate a substantial balance in your HSA, all of which can be withdrawn tax-free for medical expenses. This example is hypothetical, and actual investment results will vary. Healthcare expenses can represent a significant cost during retirement, depending on health status, longevity, and coverage. Having a tax-free pool of money for medical expenses is incredibly valuable. Now let's talk about HSA investment options. Most HSA providers allow you to invest your funds once your balance reaches a certain threshold, often $1,000 or $2,000. Investment options typically include mutual funds, index funds, ETFs, and sometimes individual stocks. Choose low-cost, diversified investments that align with your risk tolerance and time horizon. If you're using the long-term investment strategy, you can afford to take more risk because you won't need the money for many years. Now let's talk about HSAs after age 65. Once you turn 65, the rules change slightly. You can still withdraw money tax-free for qualified medical expenses. But you can also withdraw money for non-medical expenses without penalty. You'll just pay ordinary income tax, similar to a traditional IRA. This gives you flexibility in retirement. If you don't have enough medical expenses to use all your HSA funds, you can use them for other purposes and just pay the tax. However, if you withdraw money for non-medical expenses before age 65, you'll pay ordinary income tax plus a 20% penalty. Now let's talk about medical expense deductions. If you have significant unreimbursed medical expenses, you may be able to deduct them on your tax return. However, the threshold is high. you can only deduct medical expenses that exceed 7.5% of your adjusted gross income, or AGI. For example, if your AGI is $100,000, you can only deduct medical expenses that exceed $7,500. If you have $10,000 of medical expenses, you can deduct $2,500. Qualified medical expenses for the deduction are similar to those for HSAs and include doctor visits, hospital care, prescriptions, dental care, vision care, and many other expenses. You can also deduct health insurance premiums if you're self-employed, but this is taken as an above-the-line deduction, not as part of the itemized medical expense deduction. The self-employed health insurance deduction allows you to deduct health insurance premiums for yourself, your spouse, and your dependents, without having to exceed the 7.5% AGI threshold. Eligibility and deduction limits can vary based on business structure, earned income, and access to employer-sponsored health coverage. This is a valuable deduction for self-employed real estate investors. Now let's talk about strategies to maximize HSAs and medical expense deductions. Strategy 1. If you're eligible, consider contributing to your HSA. The tax benefits can be substantial. Strategy 2. Invest your HSA funds for long-term growth rather than spending them on current expenses, while maintaining sufficient liquidity for expected healthcare needs. Strategy 3. Keep detailed records of all medical expenses you pay out of pocket. Under current rules, you may be able to reimburse yourself from your HSA years later, as long as you have proper documentation. Strategy 4. If you're self-employed, make sure you're taking the self-employed health insurance deduction for your premiums if you're eligible. Strategy 5. If you have significant medical expenses, track them carefully to see if you exceed the 7.5% AGI threshold for the itemized deduction. Strategy 6. Consider bunching medical expenses into 1 year if you're close to the threshold. For example, schedule elective procedures or purchase medical equipment in a year when you'll exceed the threshold. Investors should consult a qualified tax professional before accelerating or deferring medical expenses for tax purposes. Strategy 7. Coordinate HSA contributions with your spouse if you both have self-employment income and separate HSAs. Now let's talk about common mistakes to avoid. Mistake 1. Not contributing to an HSA if you're eligible. The tax benefits can be too valuable to ignore. Mistake 2. Spending HSA funds on current expenses instead of investing for long-term growth, without maintaining adequate liquidity for expected healthcare needs. Mistake 3. Not keeping receipts for medical expenses. You need documentation to reimburse yourself later or to claim the itemized deduction. Mistake 4. Contributing more than the annual limit. Excess contributions are subject to a 6% excise tax. Mistake 5. Not taking the self-employed health insurance deduction if you're eligible. Mistake 6. Withdrawing HSA funds for non-medical expenses before age 65. The 20% penalty is steep. Our approach to HSAs is strategic and long-term focused. We evaluate HSA contributions annually as part of our broader tax, healthcare, and retirement planning strategy. We invest HSA funds for long-term growth rather than spending them on current expenses, while maintaining adequate liquidity for expected healthcare needs. We keep detailed records of all medical expenses we pay out of pocket, giving us the option to reimburse ourselves later under current rules. We take the self-employed health insurance deduction for our premiums when eligible. And we view our HSA as a critical component of our retirement planning, alongside our retirement accounts and real estate investments. Let me close with this. Health savings accounts are one of the most powerful tax-advantaged accounts available. The triple tax advantage, deductible contributions, tax-free growth, and tax-free withdrawals for medical expenses, is a unique combination. Eligible investors may benefit from evaluating whether maximizing HSA contributions aligns with their broader financial and healthcare planning goals. Invest the funds for long-term growth while maintaining adequate liquidity, keep good records, and use your HSA as a retirement healthcare fund. And if you're self-employed, don't forget to evaluate whether you're eligible for the self-employed health insurance deduction for your premiums. These strategies can save you significant amounts in taxes every year and build substantial wealth over time. Tomorrow, we're talking about record keeping and documentation, what you need to track for tax season, and how to stay organized throughout the year. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.